This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Dan Hurley. If you are a visual learner, if you find photography both an artistic expression and an insightful historical record, you'll want to check out the 4th Annual Photo Focus Biennial Show with exhibitions in 80 institutions, not only in Cincinnati, but Northern Kentucky, Dayton, and Columbus. To explore the 2018 lineup, we are joined today by the Executive Director of Photo Focus, Mary Ellen Goeke, and the Deputy Director of Exhibitions and Programming for Photo Focus, Carissa Bernard. To join our discussion, you can call 513-419-7100 or email us at talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Welcome to Cincinnati Edition. As a visual learner myself, as a person who had the privilege of overseeing the million item archives at the Cincinnati Museum Center in my career at one point, photo items, this is just a fantastic event that takes place here in Cincinnati. And the theme this year is Open Archive. Mary Ellen, why? Why that theme? And that people may not pick up on that initially, what that's even all about.
Well, with each Photo Focus Biennial, we strive to come up with a theme that is broad enough that it could, in this iteration, we have over 80 venues. Mm-hmm. So we make a broad theme, but we also want to be current and contemporary. And so through the open archive, we're striving to connect both the notion of the historic archive, which is how we learn so much about every community, many of here in Cincinnati through this biennial, but also we strive to talk about currently how you store the unruly abundance of your own photo archive on your phone. So we're trying to connect both that historic notion of an archive and what that means in truth telling. And it's one of the tangible ways we can go back into history and say, yes, this did actually, so way before Photoshop, way before alterations and so forth, you could look into older photographs and historic documents. And that's the root of what we thought would be an interesting conversation this time around. And Carissa, who works very closely with our artistic director, Kevin Moore, who's based in New York, really helped to develop the theme this year.
Okay. And so, Carissa, you actually curated two of the exhibits that are currently up. And I want to talk about those. One, wide angle, photography out of bounds. And then the other one is Prospect and Refuge, Chris Engman, both at the Weston Art Gallery. Want to talk about those two that you worked on? What you learned by working with these materials?
Absolutely. So to Mary Ellen's point about the open archive theme, it really opened up the opportunities for us to show work that was photo-inspired, so photo-spired, works that are not traditional photography, works that use photography that kind of manipulate imagery, artists who use imagery to make additional imagery. So I took the approach to Open Archive and really opened it up into collage work. So there's sculpture works, there's painting, there are traditional photo collage and assemblage works. But my big interest with working with the Weston Gallery and working on these two shows with these particular artists was highlighting the talent in Cincinnati. Really looking at artists in the region that make up our artistic community and celebrating them alongside some other very well-recognized and international artists working in the same genre. So it's an unexpected approach to photography, and particularly the Chris Engman Prospect and Refuge installation. If you haven't stopped by the lobby and the street-level space of the Weston, you're in for a treat. There is an installation that is rather mind-blowing from a photographic kind of vantage point, and it gives you an additional insight into his body of work. So it's much more of an experiential, go tag yourself, go to #containment and step into that space and be transformed. So
I know it's a photo exhibit, but yeah. Can you, in a sentence or two, tell me why it's different?
Sure. It's an actual built environment. So it's as if you're walking into a three-sided ceilinged architectural space that has been covered with over 250 photographs of a landscape.
And then because it is in that situation and not in the natural landscape, it has a different impact.
True. And there's a forced perspective. So there's the secret kind of vantage point where the entire photograph comes together as opposed to kind of disappearing in front of your eyes. So,
Mary Ellen, do you have a favorite? I mean, there's so many of these the exhibits out there right now. Do you have a favorite that you really like?
As people always say about their children, but in fact, I don't have children, but I do have a favorite.
Okay.
And it's someone here in the community who's been a part of every biennial. This is our fourth biennial. Okay. His name is David Rosenthal, and he runs Prairie Inc. in Northside. And with each biennial, he has brought in basically collaborative efforts that incorporate a social issue, and he brings in a community issue, and then he makes it very specific to Cincinnati. And this time around, he has a show called New American Stories, and it specifically deals with immigrant communities here in the Cincinnati, from Bhutan. For example, David told me the other night at the opening that there are 15,000 immigrants from Bhutan in the Cincinnati region. There's also immigrants from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. So this exhibition—
These are the groups that are coming here because of the work of Catholic Charities.
Exactly.
Is designated by the State Department to bring them here.
Yes.
So they're documenting their own experience?
Yes. So in other words, they're creating an archive of their life here.
Yeah.
And so, but what's great about what David has done continually is he creates a catalog. So there is this lasting representation of this exhibition. So it's one of my favorites.
So it's in that particular exhibit. I'm lived in Northside for quite a while. Secondly, one of my earliest projects was working with people in neighborhoods to tell their own story from a historical point of view, and we use photography as part of that. And you describe it as combining photography and social work. It's one way of looking at it. And Carissa, you describe a lot of what's going on as hyper-political, trying to get people talking.
Yeah.
As a result of all of this.
Yeah. I mean, it's part of our main vision to inspire conversations about the world through the art of photography and lens-based projects. So that's really what we want to see happen. We have, I mean, as Mary Ellen said, over 80 venues, over 90 projects. We feature more than 450 artists in the biennial. It's contemporary. It's historic. You can really find something that engages you in anything that we're doing, but what we really hope that you do is find something unexpected. Take a risk, go see something that you're not quite sure what it is, meet some people, have some conversations, because that's for us the unifying power of photography and the lens-based practice.
Well, I'm really excited. I haven't been there yet, but the Taft Museum of Art has this exhibit called Paris to New York, which is I looked at some of the sample photographs. It just hits me where I've been. Now, maybe I'm not pushing myself enough. I also noticed that over at the Carnegie, the director of the Carnegie said, if you want to find the weird, come on over to Covington,
yeah, oh yeah.
Which is tempting as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's everything from historic images to really pushing the envelope types of things.
Absolutely. So when you talk about hyper-political, we're also talking about hyper-conceptual, but we're also really talking about the grounding roots of photography, really the idea that you can't move to a place, evolve to a place, without the kind of underpinnings of that historical precedent. So the reason that Atjeh and Bernice Abbott exist in the conversation is the same reason that Blossfeldt exists in the conversation. The Contemporary Art Center, in a very rare occurrence, is showing historic work alongside contemporary mm-hmm. photographers. So we're very excited to have that whole space, the Contemporary Arts Center,
and
has been transformed.
And even though it wasn't part of Photo Focus, Taft Art Taft Museum of Art, its last exhibit was on Ansel Adams.
Oh, absolutely.
So it was an incredible lead-in, very popular. So Mary Ellen, in the last 30 seconds here, how long will this be open? And it's open in lots of places, and how do people find out?
Right. Well, we call the month of photography, October, every 2 years, the month of photography. So really go to our website, photofocusbiennial.org.
Okay.
This is where you will find a listing of the numerous events.
Okay. Well, I want to thank Mary Ellen and Carissa for being here today. After the break, the six city charter amendments that will appear on the November 6th ballot.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstrow. Archives of our programs are available on the website wvxu.org. I'm Dan Hurley.